right, so this is new kind of a format. Your husband is Mark Heffley, who's our Director of Evangelization,
yes.
And you are Noel Heffley. We are going to just talk about, you have a talk coming up on the 8th, September 8th, Thursday, September 8th, and I think at 7 p.m. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. All right, so maybe the first question we would have is that you are new to the parish and to Lincoln, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Yes, I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the fifth of seven kiddos. A couple were adopted, so we have a fun family. I went to Franciscan University of Steubenville for undergrad, which is where Mark and I met. We met doing some pro-life ministry there in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So after we got engaged my senior year, and then we both traveled down to Northern Virginia and got married after my first year of grad school down there, which was at the Institute for Psychological Sciences. Mm. So now it's known as Divine Mercy University.
Okay.
And it's a great program. They really specialize in integrating the Catholic view of the person with all the best that modern psychology has to offer. So
oh, that's wonderful.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my formation.
Okay.
And I took about 6 years off after getting that degree to work at home as a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we have five kiddos now. Our youngest is almost one. And now I'm just kind of easing back into professional life, working part-time with Sacred Ground Psychotherapy. They're an online Catholic clinic who specializes in EFT, emotion-focused therapy for couples and for adult individuals.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much. That's, thank you for sharing. And I would say, like, what originally, because it might have happened before, what originally got you interested in being a counselor?
I would say the seed was planted in high school, actually, when I had some close friends who were just grappling with a lot of heavy issues at home. One was a messy divorce from her parents.
Mm-hmm.
One had a mom who died of cancer our senior year. One had a situation of emotional abuse at home. So a lot of suffering for these teenagers, and myself being a teenager, I was really struck for the first time with the why question.
Mm-hmm.
Why? These are good kids. Like, why? Why is this happening to them? And I think most people come to a point where they have to really find that answer. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't find it, you just distract yourself, right? You kind of numb out.
Sure.
If you decide there's no answer, then that's kind of a scary way to live life.
Sure.
You
mentioned suffering and that's kind of what your talk is going to be focused on a little bit. So could you tell, like, me and all of those watching, like, you know, what do you think, why is this subject so important, and why should people come to this, you think? Yeah.
Well, I think when I was searching as a teen, mm-hmm. I was directed to some really great books on the Catholic understanding of suffering. And as teens do, I looked around to other religions as well, and I wanted to see what are other answers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What does the Buddhist say about suffering? What does the atheist say about suffering? And none of them really satisfied except for the Catholic answer. And I think there are some misunderstandings about it. We have the phrase, offer it up, and it can feel like just toughen up sometimes. And I would love to just clear that up and really dive into John Paul II's encyclical on suffering, because that is so beautiful. It's very, very rich. And it shows us how suffering isn't meaningless, how it can actually bring us closer to God and help us to grow, and it can actually do amazing things in the spiritual life.
Oh, wonderful. So, you know, who would be the person that you would say, hey, you should probably come on in, like,
I would say anyone who has or is suffering, which is pretty much all of us.
Sure, yes.
I'd say especially, I would invite the young people.
Okay,
older folks as well, but I think myself as a teen, I think I would have loved to come to a talk like this.
Sure.
Because that's what I'm trying to address, you know, that deep question.
Wonderful.
That longing for a bit of an answer to that why, to that mystery.
Sure. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you so much. Yeah. And, you know, these questions will probably even kind of expand on. It might not all be one. Maybe a more well, let's actually keep going, kind of talking on suffering, I think, and then we'll get to kind of, you know, your husband has some fun ones as well, which I love, the questions that he was kind of instigating. So if you were to kind of give maybe an abstract or an outline of like, you know, what is the main thing that we are going to talk about when it comes to suffering, just could you give us just a little bit of a foretaste of what that would be and what you're going to unpack at this? Yeah.
Yeah. So, my professional field being mental health, I would love to just address some common misconceptions about therapy, and kind of specifically about therapy and spirituality.
Yes.
So, talking a little bit about that, going into some saints who struggled with mental illness, because they are such a powerful example and aid to us. And then also unpacking just the basics of what John Paul II taught in his encyclical on suffering.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, well done. I know I'm very interested and looking forward to it. So yeah, this one's just more of a fun just to get to know you. But if you had one superpower, what would it be and why?
So I think my answer to that question has changed since becoming a parent.
Oh, sure.
We love superhero movies in
our house,
especially the Marvel ones.
Yeah.
And the character of Mantis has the power of getting people to sleep instantly.
Yes.
So hands down, that one.
You mentioned the age of your youngest. How old's your oldest?
She's 7.
So 5 kids, 7 and under. Mm-hmm. I can imagine that bedtime's a little bit of a war zone. Okay.
We've developed a strategy.
Okay. So, yeah. Divide, conquer, you know, all that. Okay.
Yeah,
wonderful. So Mantis, I think that would be a very beautiful one. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. She also calms emotions. So
oh, sure. Oh my goodness. How much more could we discuss and get into things that people just kind of calm down a little bit and we can actually talk about things. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. We look forward to having you on the 8th and, God bless you. How about we'll say an outro prayer and then maybe, we'll just say a little prayer. Okay. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son to teach us who we are and how to return to the Father. In that process, he showed us that the goal of the spiritual life is not to avoid suffering or be without it, but to really maintain peace and connection with you and to really understand what suffering means and its redemptive qualities. So we ask Heavenly Father for a deeper understanding. We ask you to bless Noelle as she gives us a talk of the deeper realities of suffering that can help not only us, but those we talk to. And we ask all of this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank
awesome. Oh, thank you.